Hello, welcome to the English Note on Talk Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, the ongoing fifth plenum session of the 15th National Assembly this morning, the National Assembly discussed the additional assessment of the results of the implementation of the Socio-Economic Development Plan and the Stability for 2022. Implementation of the Socio-Economic Development Plan and the Cyberjack in the first months of 2023. The majority of opinions strongly agree with the government's report and the Arctic Council's verification report in 2022 and the first months of 2023. Deputy says that in 2022, our country has achieved quite comprehensive success in many objectives and tasks, while ensuring epidemic prevention control and socio-economic development. However, the delegates pointed out the difficulties and adverse factors affecting the 2023 target, such as slow implementation of public investment, reduced consumption and exports, narrow export markets and orders, and limited resources. The strain of the business is gradually reduced, aligned with 11 groups of solutions indicated by the government. Deputy suggested that the government and central ministries and departments pay attention to many solutions, such as the need to soon comprehensively review support policies and priorities, incentive care being implemented, see which policies are effective and which policies are not effective to boost, or change measures to time to supplement resources for economy. Also this morning, the delegation of Kuntar City Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee and Vietnam Freedom Front Committee, led by standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee, who is social chairman of the People's Council, Phạm Ân Hiểu, visited and extended congratulations on birthday 25 City Servant Solar Calendar 2023 at Monastery Sinankyu District. Recognizing the positive contributions of Buddhist dignitaries and flowers followers to the socio-economic development, ensuring the city's defense and security. Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee wishes that in the coming time, Buddhist worship establishments in the city will continue to promote the achieved results, regularly propagandize and mobilize dignitaries, monks and nuns. Buddhists will implement the guidelines of party policies and laws of the state, promote the spirit of sobriety to lead good life, good religion, and actively contribute to the development of the locality. Yesterday, Vice Chairman of Kuntar City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện, who is social head of the Steering Committee for the National Ethics Exam 2023, attended a meeting with concerned department sectors and units to hone the National Ethics Exam 2023. The National Ethics Exam takes place from June 27 to 29 of 2023 this year. Kuntar City has 12,062 candidates registered for the exam. Mr. Nguyễn Thực Hiện, Vice Chairman of Kuntar City People's Committee, directed to ensure compliance with regulations of safety. Each unit develops a plan according to its functions and tasks, in close coordination with the Department of Education and Training, and People's Committees of Districts shall strictly implement measures to ensure safety, security and order, food safety and hygiene to prevent and control the COVID-19 epidemic. The Department of Grassroots Culture, Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism has just released a set of propaganda posters to celebrate the 75th anniversary of President Ho Chi Minh's call for patriotic mobilization, June 11, 1948, June 11, 2023. This is the result of the contest launched in February 2023. The Arts Council has selected 74 posters with high propaganda value from more than 500 groups by nearly 200 professional and non-professional actors, Vietnamese citizens and overseas Vietnamese sent back. The words are intended to propagate widely throughout the party, people and army, deeply aware of the meaning of President Ho Chi Minh's call for patriotic emulation, just by consolidating and fostering the people's fight for the guidelines and lines of the party, policies, and laws of the state, contributing to spreading the patriotic militant movement, completing the task of social, economic, and cultural development of country. That's all for the English Newsletter radio and television station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.